From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Thursday morning, the Academic Programs Task Force recommended in a report that MU closes 27 graduate programs found to be under-enrolled or underachieving. I sat down with Ed McKinley, who covers education for the Columbia Missourian. Just to start off, what is this report and who put it together?
So this report is part of an ongoing process where MU is evaluating all of its different programs, academic, and its administrative systems to look for areas where it can find further savings for budget cuts. The report was put together by the Academic Program Review Task Force, which was created in August, and it has members of the faculty and administration who have been looking at data since then to determine programs to cut.
And what were the major recommendations included in the report?
So the task force was charged with identifying programs that could be cut, programs that had issues that needed to be addressed, identifying programs that were especially successful and in need of further investment. And that's mainly what the report focuses on, is places for cuts, places for changes that need to be made, places for combinations, and places that should be invested in more by the school.
Could this mean new layoffs?
Well, on Tuesday, Chancellor Cartwright said that it was too soon to say whether there would be layoffs or exactly how much money would be saved. But it seems likely that if programs are cut, at the very least, a lot of faculty who are affected will be tempted to leave for greener pastures.
And how did the task force decide on these recommendations?
So the task force focused on data, and its decision-making was very data-driven, which was also an issue with the report because, as outlined in the report, MU has a problem with inconsistent data definitions across divisions and not well-kept or organized data. So the task force actually had to round up a lot of the data that it needed, and it didn't have everything that it could have possibly wanted to make all the decisions that it needed to make.
Were there certain criteria that were used?
So the task force looked at enrollment, applicants, graduates, graduate time to graduation, research output, and then it compared those things to peer programs at other institutions across the state or across the country.
And how did we get here? What led to the creation of this report?
So big scale, the biggest thing that caused the creation of the Academic Review Task Force was declines in state funding and enrollment over the last couple years, which have been historically the two largest sources of revenue for the school. So that's really caused a budget crisis where over the summer hundreds of employees were laid off and positions were eliminated. The programs have been cut. There have been two academic programs that were cut before this school year even started.
What's the next step now that these recommendations are out?
Chancellor Cartwright said on Tuesday the next step will be for Interim Provost Jim Spain, who is taking over for Garnet Stokes once she leaves, to meet with deans, seek out additional meetings with faculty, students, and other stakeholders. From there, Jim Spain will put together a report that will be given to Cartwright. Cartwright will take the report to curators and Moon Choi, the system president, and the final decision will be made there over the course of the next semester.
That was the Columbia Missourian's Ed McKinley talking about a report released by MU's Academic Programs Task Force yesterday. With KBIA News, I'm Erin Schrader.